Bob Allen's is a classic Alaskan story. His father first came to the territory from California and got a toehold working on the sternwheel riverboats operated by the railroad companies in the interior. Bob joined him as a teenager as the family settled in Nenana.
You were kind of on your own. You really were out in the middle of nowhere, and you had to take care of yourself and the community.
Rob Allen says this is the source of his dad's ingenuity and work ethic.
And so I think he just got used to doing things. You know, if something needed to be done, you just had to take care of it yourself. You know, he talked about that, you know, when he talked about growing up there. And, you know, he had a fish wheel because he had dogs. He had a dog team, and he had to use the fish wheel to catch dog salmon to dry, you know, for the dog team for their food for the winter. And I loved his stories about he had, of course, a skiff with outboards. And, of course, those outboards were a little more temperamental than they are now. He said you had to work on it for 2 hours to get 1 hour of running out of it. And he always preferred to go upriver because then he could at least drift home when the outboard inevitably broke down.
This explains a lot about Bob Allen, but not everything. He bought a Piper and learned to fly, eventually earning a twin engine rating. He tried his hand at prospecting and at commercial fishing. He was always looking for opportunity, and Rob says he didn't really fear failure, an attitude that underpinned all his future business endeavors. Barge repair with his brothers Jack and Buck, running a boatyard, seafood processing, shipbuilding, marine transportation, and finally, tourism. By the end of his life, Allen Marine would operate a large fleet of catamarans running day tours out of Sitka, Juneau, and Ketchikan, all built in the company plant in Sitka, and would own a small cruise line called Alaska Dream Cruises.
What was the thing in your dad that made him this kind of successful entrepreneur? Because to look at him, you know, the flannel shirts, the hats, he looks like he could have been just somebody in the P-bar telling stories for the last 20 or 30 years of his life instead of building this huge company. What was the difference there?
I think one of the things about him is he was always working. You know, in the summer growing up, there were days, we'd start off the morning well before 7 out at the cruise ship picking up a load of people to do the Silver Bay cruise. You know, those are a couple of hours, so finish up with that at 11, and then he would take off to the boatyard or the shop to make sure things were going there, and sometimes jump right in and be helping with sandblasting or painting or welding. And then in the summer, every night for Silver Bay, we had what we called the locals cruise, and that was just anybody that showed up. You know, the independent travelers, anyone that would show up. We'd have an evening cruise, which was usually at 6 or 7 at night. You know, again, 2-2.5 hour cruise. So he would be on the boat until, you know, 9:30 doing a trip, and he was happy to go with 2 people. It didn't matter to him. You know, we'd have a boat with 150 passenger capacity, and he'd have 2 people up in the wheelhouse, each paid $10, and he'd be doing the tour. And one of us kids would be along as a deckhand, and I got a lot of reading done. I would be in the back with my library book.
And you can't really tell Bob Allen's story without mentioning the kids. In 1961, Allen met his future wife, Betty, a single mother of 2 girls, when she waited table on him at Angelo's in Juneau. The couple would have 3 more children, all of whom played a part in building Allen Marine, if only to keep the business running despite their teenage disinclination for work. Rob Allen says there was a time in the 1980s when maintaining the chip barges for the Alaska Pulp Corporation was Allen Marine's principal business, and tourism a costly sideline, that the family nearly mutinied.
So yeah, there was a real discussion about whether we should get rid of the tourism business. And at that point, you know, as kids, we were just tired of getting up early in the morning. So the kids might have voted to get rid of it at that point. So it was close, but we kept them all.
Once Rob and his siblings were old enough to hold captain's licenses, the pressure eased on Bob Allen somewhat, and the tourism side of the business gained real momentum. Like any of Alaska's coastal waters, Sitka has its share of dismal wet days, but Rob says that passengers were seldom disappointed when his dad would leave the wheelhouse and plug in a microphone in the main cabin.
And he could really change the whole feel of a cruise just by going down there and answering questions, talking about, you know, his history in Alaska and the earthquake. And you've got a boatload of people that are wondering why the heck they took this tour, and he would just totally turn it around with his storytelling.
The earthquake, of course, was on Good Friday in 1964, while Bob Allen was piloting a 100-foot crab boat offshore of Kodiak.
They were all on the beach. They were right at the head of the bay, right where the old village had been. They had no food. They had no blankets. All they had was that one little radio. And we brought out 46 adults and probably 15 children and one body. They were in shock.
This is Bob's story of the rescue of the village of Kogoyak, as told to KCAW in 2014 on the 50th anniversary of the Great Quake. Allen and his crew, all told, would deliver 130 tsunami survivors to the Kodiak Naval Station, all while never knowing the fate of his own young family.
When you reach a point where there's nothing that you can do to take care of your own family, you just say, okay, I'll take care of what I can, somebody else's family, and somebody else is going to look after mine, I hope.
The Allen family all made it through the quake safely and would eventually relocate to Sitka in 1967. Bob Allen was a devout member of the Orthodox Church in America. There will be a memorial service 7 p.m. Friday, March 6th at St. Michael's Cathedral in Sitka, with a funeral to follow at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.